Hello, this is Benjamin Beckley of the Empowerment Center. Welcome to Moment of Settlement with Benjamin Beckley. The light of the Lord will overshadow every darkness around you today. Every form of struggle is over. Whatever is oppressing your life, the Lord suppress them today. Today you shall enjoy divine harvest. The Lord will release speed upon you. You will recover all. Pursue, overtake, and recover all. Step into your season of triumph. Step into your season of miracle. Your head shall be lifted. Miracle happening to you on every side. It is your day of victory. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, and amen. Welcome to another prophetic daily prayer podcast. God bless all of you. Thank you for reaching out. I appreciate all your prayers. I am so much excited and delighted that you are praying for me. I appreciate all of you and everyone that has been sharing this with friends. We are receiving calls from far and near how God has been using this podcast to be a blessing to people. And every one of you that has also been supporting this platform, God bless you for your donation. I appreciate every one of you. Now, today my prayer charge for you is from the book of Isaiah chapter number 54 and verse 3. Isaiah 54 and verse 3. And the Bible says, "For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles and make the desolate cities to be inhabited." Now listen to me. Thou shalt break forth. To break forth means to be released from a hold. To break forth means to break out. To break forth means to show forth. To break forth means to experience a breakthrough. Something needs to break so that you can go forth. As you say this, amen. Whatever needs to break around you, break in your life, break in your territory, so that you can go forth and go forward. I command it to break right now. Every limitation must break. Every hold must break. Every stronghold must break. I break the stronghold of delay right now. I break the stronghold of rejection now. Whatever has not allowed you to go forth. Because if you don't break forth, you cannot go forth. If you don't break forth, you cannot go forth. Whatever does not want you to go forth and go further than where you are, I break you out of that thing right now. I release you from that hold right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And the Bible says, you shall break forth on the right and on the left. What does that mean? That means there will not be resistance to your breaking anymore. There will not be limitation to how far you can go. They will not be able to measure your ability to break forth. Somebody saying amen loud and clear. Your resistances are over. Today, break forth on the right. Break forth on the left. Break forth every side. Everywhere you face, there shall be breakthrough. Everywhere you turn, there shall be good news. Everything you touch, there shall be testimony. Break forth on every side. Break forward in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible continue and it said, "Your seed shall inherit the Gentile." There are inheritances for you today. Go and take what belongs to you. Where you go today, take what is there. Every inheritance for you in the land where you are, the Lord release it to you. Enjoy your financial inheritance. Enjoy your spiritual inheritance. Everything that should make your life better, may God release to you in the name of Jesus. And the Bible says, "You will make the desolate cities to be inhabited." Do you know why? By the reason of breakthrough and the results you'll be having, people that have deserted you will come back. Places that nobody thought good things can come from, things will come from there. Even your life that has been desolate, desolate of miracle, desolate of testimony, nothing is working. You, in the name of Jesus, a breakthrough that will fill your life with testimony, it will happen to you. Like the life of Job, he was desolate. But when God visited him, turned things around, breakthrough, only one breakthrough. Everybody that deserted him came back. Your life is that city. It is that desolate place. Your marriage is that desolate place. But hear ye the word of the Lord, it shall be inhabited. People that have deserted you, they will come and celebrate with you. Those that said nothing good can come out of your life, they will come and see. In the name of Jesus, Lord God will make your life a showroom of his wonder. It is your day today. Receive the grace to break through. Receive the unction to go and break forth. Nothing will stop you anymore. Lekidi barandos karadia. It's a great day for you. Receive this with thanksgiving. And the miracle is coming through your way. In Jesus' mighty name. And everybody say big amen. Glory to God. You are blessed of the Lord. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining this podcast. Make sure you share this with a friend. Send it to every country you know somebody. Your friend, your neighbor, your brother, your sister, your siblings, your son, your children, your daughter. Send it to them. Let them also connect with the power of prayer. If everybody in the family is praying, no devil can hide anywhere. That's the reason why I'm persuaded in doing this. I am sacrificing my day, my time, my season to ensure that this is going out on a daily basis. I want you also to do something. Send it out. Let it reach somebody. Let it reach someone. The fulfillment I will have in this is that somebody's life is turned around. I'm always excited when I have people send me messages, give me a call, telling me and sharing with me how God has used this podcast to be a blessing. It excites me and I give God the glory for it, and I'm always energized to do more because I know God is in this thing and is working, and the devil must be out of business. Somebody today, before it is over, this breakthrough prayer, you will see the answer. There will be a breakthrough that you have been fighting and trying to get. It will happen today. Today it is happening right now in the name of Jesus Christ. So send this far, let it go to everybody, and they will truly testify. God bless you. Now listen, my word chat for you today is still on the subject matter of why do we pray, and we have been looking at why do we pray. Number four reason why we pray, or why you should pray, is because prayer gives you access to divine direction. Prayer gives you access to divine direction. Divine direction is the platform for activating life solution. Divine direction gives you solution to life issue. When you access direction from God, frustration will be over in the journey of your life. You cannot be directed by God and still be stagnated in life as long as you are willing to make a move. And the altar of prayer is the altar of receiving direction. So when you pray, you are praying, Lord, give me guidance, direct me. Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3, call upon me, I will answer you, I will show you the things you don't know. That means I will direct you. So the place of prayer is the place of direction. Not to pray is to miss out of God's divine guidance. From today, engage prayer and ask for direction in prayer. What do you want? God can guide you, He can lead you, direct you, show you the way. You are blessed of the Lord. Today is your day of miracle. A testimony is waiting for you. Go out in peace. Return with testimony in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody say big amen. Praise God forevermore. Remember, share this with everybody. And in case this was shared with you and you desire to be receiving this daily, all you need to do is to text the word register me. Register me. Send it as an SMS to this phone number, or you can send it as a WhatsApp message to +1 972 639 1762. The number again is +1 972 639 1762. Text the word register me, and then you will receive instruction on how you can be receiving this on daily basis. The Lord keep you and the Lord watch over you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Remember, go to the App Store, download the Healing and Deliverance Prayer app. Deliverance and Healing app, download it. It's going to be a blessing to you. Do so today. Go to any App Store. Android, you are using it, go to the Play Store. You are using an iPhone, go to the iOS and search for Deliverance and Healing Prayer. You will see somebody holding hands, that is me, holding hands in prayer. Then download the app, connect with prayers in there, prayer outlines to deal with different issues of life, prayer, audio prayers, and also video. It will be a blessing to you. We shall be uploading more prayers in the course of this month. Something new is happening in your life. And as you download, give a review. Let others know how this prayer app has been a great blessing. The Lord be with you today. Everyone that have an interview, go and hear good news. In the name of Jesus Christ, go out in peace and come back with peace. In Jesus' name. Till I come your way again tomorrow, I remain Benjamin Beckley of the Empowerment Center. Be blessed. Amen.